Hey, wow, you know, that's quite an introduction. Thank you, my friend, and it's good to be here in Dawn and Windland. It is our land, isn't it?
It is our what?
Our land.
Wait a second. Our land?
Land.
I'm missing your last word, Don.
Land?
Spell it.
Oh, it's our land. L-A-N-D.
Oh, it's our land.
It's our land.
Kind of like the Woody Guthrie song.
I keep thinking that. It's our land, folks. Our land. Interestingly enough, you know, you start thinking of how they telegraph all this New World Order crap, and they're always throwing the truth at us like they think we're idiots, and they mix it in, and they think, they're not going to get it. But what they don't realize is we're ahead of them then. We're always ahead of them. They're never original. They're always reactive. We're always the creative ones. We always have the information and can decide what to do with it, and they've already made the decision. You see, they put themselves into such a matrix that what you're going to see this year and throughout the next few years is going to be the demise of it all, only because it's so absurd. It's the absurd. It is truly the blind leading the masses. And when you get to that point in your evolution, you realize that it isn't Planet of the Apes, and we won't allow the criminal I was starting to feel like Bush there for a second. We won't allow the criminal class to rule. You know what I mean? What do you think? What's your thoughts on that?
What do I think?
Yeah. You know,
I'm
reading all this crap on the internet lately that says you got to survive something. I mean, solar flares are going to go nuts. I love the, you know, it's not like we're reaching a stage where the solar maximum is coming and we, you know, have measured periods in the past and it could be dynamic. But it's, nope, today we realize the end of the world's coming. And then the next guy reads that, and it's fed down the boob tube and all the other media agencies, and eventually the embellishing ends where everybody's a little freaked. But in reality, I don't think we're coming into really heavy landmass movement, geographical changes on a cataclysmic or cataclysmic scale. But what I did want to say was, these guys are moving so slow because they're reactive and because they actually believe that feeding us bullshit and then continually feeding us with the truth because it gives them a boner, that it really puts them in their own matrix. And it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. I mean, we're looking at it right now all over the world. And we know what's going on, and now it's more a test of wills, isn't it? They know, we know, we know, they know. And are we going to accept that? No, it's unacceptable. And they move so slow, folks. I mean, they're slow. Doesn't that mean they're slow? Right? Because they can't be creative. And therefore, you know, it's going to be a fairly simple thing when we all decide and understand how simple it really is. Back to you, Wynn. I love that. You know, I actually feel like I'm on radio, folks.
Would you like to know what my opinion is, Don?
Absolutely. Most sincerely. Bring it on.
My opinion is, number one, I believe in hope for the best and prepare for the worst.
You really do. Wow, you do live in a polarity, don't you?
Not polarity.
Yeah, I mean, you really are schizophrenic, aren't you?
I know the offensive.
You really do ride the wild side, don't you?
You like
that wave, don't you?
Now, wait a second. If you... you can give it, but you can't take it. Do you know that?
I know, I'm just throwing it at you. I thought this was the start of giving it.
Oh, well, you're giving it.
Are you taking it well, though, baby?
I mean, if I
I mean, I don't think you're taking it well. I you know, first of all, you got to get a little lower to the ground.
First of all, wait a second. First of all, if we're going to have a discussion, there has to be respect for each other's point of view.
I agree.
So therefore, if I give a point of view and you start making fun of me or whatever, we stop communicating. So, you know, if you make a statement, I can sit here. I mean, do you want somebody to be the stooge that just says, I agree with you, Don? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm just being
honest. You know, I've thought of that. You know, being Bush for a while wouldn't be too bad.
So we have to be able to give our opinion.
You know, I mean...
But respectfully.
I mean,
in other words, wait. It's okay to disagree, and I don't care who's right, whether it's you or me. But each of us has our points of view, and the way our listeners are going to get the most is if both of us express our points of view and we each treat each other respectfully. Because otherwise, what happens is I stop expressing myself. I feel like...
I know, you'll shut down into a bloody clam. I get it. Your feelings are hurt. Sit back, relax.
No.
It's cool, man. I love you.
Wait a second. Wait. It's not that my feelings are hurt. It's not that they're hurt, because they're really not. And I love you, and it's, you know, I do not...
You shouldn't be hurt. I mean...
I'm not. I don't take it personally. I take the fact that we can't have a respectful dialogue. And if we can't have a respectful dialogue, why bother expressing my point of view? Because it's, you know... I mean,
all right, we won't go X-rated.
Okay, that's what happens in the past when, you know, I start...
Stop
making,
living in the past. You know what makes humans so beautiful? When,
you know what? There's a famous thing that says, if you don't learn from the past, you're doomed to repeat it. You ever heard that? Don't you think that's true?
You know, I don't know who stated that. I mean, to me, the past is the past. I'll leave it alone. I create a new one every moment. I try to. You know, a lot of information comes to me, but I take it, I look at it, and I say, how does that apply now?
Mm-hmm.
And if it doesn't apply to what I believe is a beautiful new thing, forget it.
Well?
You know, here's what people can live on. They can live in the extremes, but I'll tell you what, they realize it's all about the experiential aspect of it, of course, and they're curious. By nature. And if you give them hope and they can feel it, bang. You got a home run. Only because there's always hope, and feeling it is next to is knowing it. It's bringing it, manifesting what is real. And when you realize that you are that powerful and that beautiful, and there's, you know, it's really up to you, yeah, your perceptions may not change for a while, but eventually what you see, you'll gain a greater respect and appreciation and love for, although what's unacceptable is unacceptable. And as far as I'm concerned, what's going on in many governments throughout the world and by a few elitists and by the energies that work around them, no, it's unacceptable. And you know what? They're so slow that they're speeding things up on everybody. Notice how everything's getting real bad all the time. Look over here, look over there, look over here, look over there. You know, look at my derriere. But, heck, I mean... Has anybody seen an internet site that isn't talking a million miles an hour like it's coming at you now? On all fronts. Now, even if it was two, it would kind of boggle me and say, okay, well, now I hear that earthquakes are going to go nuts along the Pacific coast from Mexico to California. Or, no, another one, big quakes right in the northwest just above the San Juan Islands, just up there in the Queen Charlotte's. And then you see what I mean? And it just goes on and on, like there are so many imminent dangers you're about to face that they've almost, I mean, catenized people, desensitized for sure, because that's the main objective. but a lot of people feel really weird about that. But in reality, they're slow. They're slow. And because of that, honestly, it's because of how fast we've become in, and all the data that's around us and information that's around us in light, how fast we can interpret that, that there's no stopping it. None. What do you think of that? We're walking gods, Wynn, and we don't even know it. Well, I know it. I know I'm a god. How about you, Wynn? Back to you. Back to you from God down.
I lost track, man.
I lost track too. I was going
over,
for it.
It's over Leonard my
Nobel,
head.
Nobel Peace Prize.
Don. Wait a second. Where am I? Hello?
Hello, hello. You're on the air with Don. And Wynn.
You may have been over my head there. But you know what? When it comes to prophecies, yes, I agree that prophecies...
You sound like you're taking a dump or something. Something's moving at a pretty rough way behind you.
Something's moving in a pretty rough way?
Behind you.
Behind me. No, it's not the toilet. I wouldn't... Besides,
I didn't think it was a toilet. It didn't sound like a toilet. It sounded like maybe rough toilet paper.
Let's ask our viewers. Any viewers want to come into this conversation? I think that Don is overly optimistic. I think that what he says is possible, but you can't depend on it. And it's good to consider that maybe it won't happen that way. And if it
maybe
doesn't,
what won't happen?
What's your backup plan?
Well, what am I saying won't happen? I'm not being cataclysmic or global in that scale, right? Okay, cool. Why? Because, you know, the natural person is, look, there are going to be people that are going to prepare for it and will be ready for it, and those that won't. And those that won't will have things that the people who prepare for it will, and commodities will change. And all of a sudden you're looking around and everybody's growing way more food than you could possibly imagine, but they're wondering who's going to eat all of it that they're growing.
But that's what
so,
I said.
But
I said,
again, it's,
I said,
it's what do you want to focus on and what do you want to create? There, I mean, let's not focus on the worst. You can prepare for it if your heart tells you. Believe me, follow your heart, because there, again, many have stated it. You might be living in dangerous areas, or for some reason or another, your soul's higher self is urging you, hey, go homo or something. But instead of, following that, you can go another route. Or whatever. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what excites me is this. That we came here with free will, and we've only given it up, and when we accept the fact that it's totally under our free will, we'll get it to a point that everything around us will not only be a part of us and our responsibility, but we're going to love to be of service to it. Because that is almost, I can't explain it, but it is a part of you. You're in service to the whole. You only deny it.
Mm-hmm.
You're always trying to service the greater part of yourself, which is the other 99.9999% that you don't even see. It would be foolish of you to service only that small fragment of yourself and think somehow that's quantum. And that's what these apes in Congress do. Sorry. Maybe I was a little loud there.
I'm here.
Sorry.
I'm hearing almost every word.
Excellent.
Hey, I'm just curious. How was Jara's show today?
I missed it.
You missed it?
I did. Did you miss it?
I missed it, yeah.
Okay.
But she had Matthew on. Remember Matthew?
Yes.
Edwards, who was on?
Yeah, Susan Ward.
Not Susan Ward. No, Matthew Edwards was on our show one time.
John Edwards.
Huh?
John?
He had the community in Fairfax, if you recall.
Right.
You probably don't remember.
Yeah, of course I remember.
do?
I do now.
Now, for a guy that doesn't remember anything, how can I be sure that you have a good perspective on what's happening on planet Earth?
How do I feel that I have a healthy perspective on it? Because what I see and what I feel don't match up. And
what you see and what you don't feel don't match up, right?
Now, what I feel and what I see don't meet.
I see.
You know, what is in my perceptive reality does not extend into how I feel about the way things are right now. And if I were to choose one over the other, I'll choose the other. And that's the way I feel, because that's a greater share of the reading of the energies that I'm made of. It's the greater part of those senses. So yeah, do I feel that we're coming into cataclysmic times? No. I don't. Sorry. Sorry, folks. Hate to disappoint you. I mean, I can if you want me to. Give me a call. I love to disappoint.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Please.
You know,
I mean, granted, things are going to change up, and they might get a little more perturbed earthwise than normally they are in various areas. But, hey, it's nothing we can't handle. Sorry.
What do you think of Obama?
Well, I Obama him.
Huh?
He's the blind.
He's a what?
Obama? Is that you, Mama?
Obama.
Oh. Well, you know, I might. If I want to bomb him, I will.
Do you like Obama?
Oh, we're talking, who's Obama?
Obama, he's the guy that's running against Ron Paul.
Oh, Ron Paul, I know who that is. Who's this Obama character?
Oh.
What's he look like?
You're not reading the papers, Don.
Oh, you mean the guy who came out of nowhere and was an instant bestseller, and they were promoting him on every major magazine and every newspaper as the front runner against the Mary Magdalene herself, Billary? Oh, you mean the guy who keeps going to Israel and surrounds himself by AIPAC members and constantly doesn't know where he stands, except he'll stand with you. And no matter, you know, what it means, he has no loyalty to anything, but it seems, you know, birds of a feather flock together. And to me, you're as good as your integrity. And me, I'm an integral part of the whole. How about you? Back to you, Wynn. Up Norris, for all those who read the TNT board. And if you don't, up Norris.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Don and Wynn Show.
Glad to have you.
Unless you're tuning in. And just feel free to call us and make some comments.
Take your time.
Don and I usually take opposite sides of the issues. So if anyone wants to call in their opinion, give your position.
Yeah. Are you vertical or horizontal? That would help.
Are you vertical or horizontal? Right.
At least to start. We can always go into coordinate C from there. Give it a little arc.
Now, I think what's most important, Don,
sure
that you're okay after you die.
You know, am I okay after I'm dead? I'll tell you then. I ain't there yet. I ain't worried about it. You know, the truth to me is, I've been here, I'll be here, I'm always here. Nothing around me, I mean, there is, nothing around me seems to ever die. Not that people don't die, or they shed their skin, but death to me is something that's so... Let me explain it this way. It confuses me. I try to put the word into some form that I can understand it, and I can't. And I don't think I ever could. It just doesn't fit. Now, if you want to talk about transition, movement, things like that. That makes a little more sense. But the death part of it, that's why people always, I never really quite got it, and the further, you know, I go along, the less I understand it. I don't get it.
But no one's calling us. We have no one with an opinion out there.
Well, let me turn on the call-in line.
Oh, wonder.
There we go. Okay.
The call-in line is turned off.
Well, you know, we can't have too many people ringing in. I was trying to talk. All right. Well, we got our first caller. All right. Caller, you're on the air with Wynn and Don.
Yes.
Pleasure to have you with us. Please speak up.
Okay.
Speak a little faster, ma'am.
Faster.
Just the facts, please.
Just the facts.
Just the
fact is that I listened to David Wilcox today, his, two interviews that he had, March 13th and March 25th.
Project Camelot?
No, on his own website.
Oh, really?
MindCosmos.
Oh, wow.
.com, yeah. He had two interviews, one with Margaret Hint, right, Rent, Hint, something like that. And then I had never heard of her. She's a motor mouse, but he seemed to quiet her quite a bit. Anyway, you guys are seeming to just go rattling on and on and on.
You know, we don't know where we're going until the train stops, you know?
Well, I don't either today. So we're in all in the same sphere, I guess. But and now I've forgotten what my question was.
I forgot the answer.
Well, you didn't have... You probably forgot the question. Most likely. So I'm sorry to waste your time because it really...
Not at all. Yeah, I must say, I really appreciate you calling in. I really do.
Well,
thank you.
I guess, you know, to make this not a total waste... there is a new, I will say this to Winfrey that, the first one that was on, that's on David's website, Divine Cosmos, the interview went,
you're still here.
Really felt, made me want to go buy that book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, because there are a lot of books I want to buy, and can't buy them all at once.
Well, I'll tell you what, since you called in, Wynn's going to send you out a free copy.
Well,
just email it to Don at bbsradio.com or Wynn at yahoo.com, I think, or Winfrey, or Winfrey something or other, wherever. Win, what's your email address?
Now, Don, you offered this, right? So it's on your nickel, right?
You mean your book to her?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, I'll sponsor your book, you penny ante.
But in any case, I do want to say that there's a lot of things in the book that David doesn't talk about directly, particularly usually the actual channelings and the way the whole story fits together. And I know a lot of people have read the book, and it puts a whole different angle on David's life. And so I do hope you read it. Now, a lot of times I don't talk about these things on the show because Don makes fun of me all the time. So
no, I think it's a remarkable book. I've read it. It's excellent.
Well, you do
Don is devil's advocate.
He's
sure.
Devil's advocate.
Not that. I found it extraordinary.
You did?
No, that book was excellent. In every detail.
Mm-hmm. All right.
It's worth buying. Fact.
But in any case...
But just send me your email. Send me your address, and we'll get you out a book.
Thank you.
Okay. But to all the other listeners out there, that was a one-time offer. Please don't call in for free books because I don't think Wynn's going for it.
Well,
okay.
Well, let me tell you what the other books
right,
I'm going to read are the
I love being a radio host. You know what?
The intention experiment by McTaggart and
Lynn?
Lynn McTaggart, the intention experiment.
Right.
Yeah, this is, you know, bona fide. She's an investigative journalist, but she also found out everything about quantum physics through interviewing, you know, various quantum physics like
sure.
Bruce Lipton and Greg Braden and, many others that we have never heard of, you know, but there are a lot of us out there. And,
I interviewed Greg Braden about 5 years ago before anyone knew who he was.
Yeah.
We both had one on our show years ago, I think. These people are doing remarkable things, and they're just furthering on the curiosity and the the furthering on of awareness. But it's the curiosity that's driving us, and it's the hope at the end of the tunnel. It's that white light that everybody sees, that everybody is going to always crawl for, because we know it's there, and we know if we know it, and we feel it, bam.
Mm.
You know, David Wilcock is a big believer in 2012, things are going to change up quite dramatically. As far as spiritually or energetically speaking, I don't want to go into all that.
Well, he's got the physics. He's got the quantum.
No, I know.
Back it up.
I've read it all.
Makes so much sense.
I've read it all. I mean, all of it. I mean, I've read it all.
What is our caller's name, Don?
Caller.
Robin.
Robin?
And I think that...
Don, I want to say something, if you don't mind.
I do.
Good. I'll say it anyway. Robin, I just wanted to tell you an interesting thing that happened to me, that while I was writing the book, I had my own contact directly and a totally independent, like third-party contact with a group soul that was not the Ra group that speaks through David, but the Council of Elohim.
Okay.
And I have a website up called Conversations with My Girlfriend.
I have been there. I've been there, and I've been on your calls, and I've been.
Oh, you've been on our conference calls.
Yeah.
But he didn't know that, so he just had to make.
Twice, but they're like I've also been on the Oprah.
You know when?
And Eckhart Tolle call, which is on Monday night. I have another call. It's on Monday night, but I've been, and that is something too. There are 2 million people that have been changing their, becoming aware of the ego, just through that.
Well, you know,
and we're in a,
one of the
so
things
there's a definite shift going on.
Yeah. I think there is, and I think that...
Well, the ecosystem is dependent on the ego system, isn't it?
Say that again?
Yeah, right on.
Amen. Can I hear that again?
Amen.
There you go, sweetheart. We love you. Thank you for calling in.
You bet. Thank you. I love you guys.
Thank you, Robin. You're the best.
Bye.
Hey, Don, we're doing good. We're getting through all this unscathed tonight.
Unscathed,
right. And I thank Robin for calling.
Robin, thank you. I like her.
You like her?
I think she's sexy.
I thought you didn't
and
like her.
And I think you're sexy. I love you too. No, that's not how it goes. Is that how it goes?
I thought you didn't like my book, Don.
Yeah, you know what? You assume things. It's like taking the personal brain filter to the nth degree. It's like saying, not only am I going to add analysis, judgment, and separation to this, but I'm going to throw my personality into it and then weird it out.
Mm-hmm.
You're an enigma, my friend.
Mm-hmm. I'm an enigma, huh?
Well, you know... I think so. I passed one once. Stuck around forever.
I'm very straightforward. But you know, getting back, I think we were on to something which I don't feel we finished, which was a good topic, and that I think that there's something good might come out of it if we stay on this topic. Okay? But you have to not make fun of me. You have to, like, respect my opinion, and I'll respect yours, and if we discuss it, I think we will, you know, have an interesting something to share with our listeners.
Right, well, you talk to me like I don't respect things.
Well,
what are you,
you
trying
know
to
what?
Say?
You know what?
It's almost like you're giving me some verbal a verbal understanding every time we communicate.
Well, what I mean
now,
is...
Now, I have a question for you.
Wait, if you say something, and I call you a jerk for saying it, okay? Or I call you, if I make a name, if I take a pot shot of any kind of name for what you say, let's suppose you say something and I call you a bigot or I call you prejudiced or I say, you know, you don't think straight, Don. If I said that, that would be an indication of not respecting how your own process works.
Okay, that's it, folks. I don't know whether to hang up on this clown or just kick his ass.
All right. It's true.
It's true.
All right. I give up.
It's all right. I know.
I will not try to have a serious discussion with you.
Not unless you want to have one.
Well, if I try to do something, which I think it would...
It would benefit
our listeners more to be able to seriously dialogue on something. It would. It's not a matter of who's right or who's wrong, but just to give points of view. And if we don't do that...
You're not crying, are you?
No.
Blowing your nose?
Blowing my nose? None of the above.
All right. Well, then relax. 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 Stop throwing the past into the now. Stop it. You people out there are under a psychosis. Yeah, psychosis. And the psychosis is you. It's what you bring to the now that's blowing your whole, you know, life's a lot more beautiful than that.
I would like to say there's an exact example of what I was saying. In other words, I'm saying something seriously and you're saying I'm having a psychosis, right?
I really wanted to say that you are mental.
But I was
talking to the crowd.
Oh, you're talking to
the... You're the only guy who mellow around here.
All right.
I've tried to get to your place. You know, I've gotten there a few times.
Say that again?
That's all right. I won't repeat myself. I just won't do it. Not for you. Not for any of your doubles. Unless, of course, I've had a few doubles, and then maybe.
By the way, I wanted to share something with our audience. You know, that is our best listener. Are you there, Don?
Yeah, I'm here. Are you there?
Yeah. Our best listener, who we've dedicated many shows to, has passed from this realm, was Don's mother, Hildy. And so, if Hildy's listening, wherever she is, if she can tune us in, we're still saying hello.
I invited her in before the show.
Mm-hmm.
She's here.
What should we talk about?
What would you like to talk about?
Pardon me?
No, let me start off.
You start off, because...
Yeah. You know, it gets to be an interesting period of time when you start getting excited and your emotions go through all sorts of expanses, and you learn to find balance and love and peace no matter what. I think that's what people are going to start to grasp. That they can try to survive and do all the wonderful things and sit on the top of a mountain when it explodes. But if they're meant to live, why worry about it? And if you weren't meant to live, then, hey, something's going to hit you. Whether you're walking out in a desert road. So if you want to plan on a global catastrophe, that's one thing. But planning to have enough food around and water around if things go a little nutty, that's always smart. I just don't believe in getting fanatical about things. Not unless you want to get fanatical about doing something about them. Now, then there's a great topic. I like that. I'll chew into that one.
Doing something about someone.
Yeah, making a difference. You know, saying, this is the way the world is, and I'm going to go about proving it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? To me, the world's beautiful. And whatever doesn't fit, that's going to go. I think a lot of people feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to see the end of this. You know, I just saw these funky 2012 videos that talk about all this destruction and, oh, or we're coming to the end of humanity or the end of Earth's cycle or the end of this... God. The end of our learning experience.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's the end of Earth's learning experience in this experience. And that all of a sudden, wink, it's going to change. I don't know. Don't know. I think, you know, I mean, for some, maybe. But I think things will speed up continuously as people become aware of each other and that integral part of them. When the more they come aware of that, the faster things will move. Until all of a sudden we're all thinking like one. And uniquely, individually, representing that aspect as well.
Well, you know, if you study the history of the human race interdimensionally, you know, there's been a number of episodes in history where there were terrible calamities. One of them, I believe, is the destruction of life on Mars. And the other one was the destruction of life on Maldek, which became the asteroids. And supposedly, it was the rod route that moved the souls from Mars and Maldek here to continue their...
There's always something about moving souls. Space aliens are going to move souls. Zetas are going to harvest souls. And some, the evil ones are going to encapsulate souls. You know, when you freak somebody out, take them to the next level and tell them their soul...
We don't know officially that that's true. So,
and then they're going to put you to sleep, or you'll be in stasis, and they'll just screw with you. They'll move you. They won't rape you. Come on.
There is evidence there was life on Mars.
You leave my
is there?
Derriere alone.
Don, you think there was life on Mars?
Do I think? Certainly.
Yeah?
Without a doubt.
And it did. There isn't life on Mars now, as far as we know, anyway.
I believe there's life on Mars now.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Okay. Like,
I think Mars is still in the habitual zone, the habitable zone, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's still on the outer fringes of that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people say that's not true. I think it is. At least, maybe not on the surface.
And do you think Atlantis was real, Don?
Do I?
Do you think it was? Do you think Atlantis existed?
I think Atlantis existed without a doubt.
And how about Lemuria?
Yep.
And both of those places totally destroyed themselves, right?
Well, that's the story.
That's the story.
That's the story.
Now tell me something. In the 1940s...
Civilization's always destroyed itself in the past. You know, I don't know. Has it been us, or has it been something that's been extraneous and had an influence? Who knows?
In the 1940s, there was supposedly a Holocaust in Germany where millions of people were killed.
It's happening in Iraq right now.
Do you think that really
Africa.
Happened? You think that happened?
What's that?
The Holocaust.
The Holocaust? Oh, you mean, do I believe that 6 million Jews were killed, exterminated? Yeah. No.
No?
I do not.
How many, do you think any were killed?
I'm not going to get into that. You asked, because that's a very, very wild topic. But you know where I stand when I say that anything I read, see, or hear in mainstream media is bull. So, as far as I'm concerned, the history books today, the way they're written, including the religious order of books, is crap.
Mm-hmm.
It's worse than smack. I can usually tell that when I send my kids to school and they come back with the dental people handing them toothpaste and toothbrush, and toothpaste has fluoride. I go on and on and on and on and on. Why society is really a cultural screw up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody's trying to fit their version of paradise onto everybody else.
So, you're not so sure that there were destruction of Lemuria and Atlantis, right?
Well, am I sure that they destroyed? Or they were destroyed in a way that was portrayed?
There don't seem to be any evidence of them here.
Well, I don't know. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they were destroyed. There are many stories to it. If I were to take my own feelings from what I understand, from what I get from my personal self,
yeah,
I would have to say that they were destroyed violently.
Now, you know, let me just share something with you. I'm not saying any of this is true. So I'm just going to tell stories, and I'm not going to say if it's true or not true. I'm just telling the stories. According to Edgar Cayce, when Atlantis was on the verges of its final destruction, there was there were spiritual groups there. I believe they were called the Children of the Law of One. And they were connecting with sources, I guess they had to have been channeled sources, that were warning people to leave Atlantis and giving them the guidance of when to leave and where to go. And many of the people who received these warnings ended up in Egypt. And that's when the pyramids were built, and some of them ended up in South America. And this is why there's the same kind of metaphysical kinds of symbologies in South America and Europe, and not Europe, Egypt. And so most of the people didn't believe anything was going to happen. I mean, you know what? There's part of a human that doesn't want to look at these possibilities. Now, I'm not saying that that's true. But what is true, without a doubt, is Egypt and South America both have pyramids. They both have some astrology. And there's other things that link the two with advanced esoteric stuff that is hard to figure out.
I'll go way beyond that, just for a second, only because that's old news. I mean, there's so many pyramids and so many places that if people knew the truth of the small pyramids and large pyramids and how they're structured and where they lay and the kind of ways they line up to each other and everything else outside it, the earth, is extreme.
Yeah.
So I just, you know, what it all means to me is that we're going to understand the basic power, the simplicity of it all, and I think many things will open up to humankind, including physical ascension once again.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, my point that I'm making is that if Edgar Cayce was correct, and if that is what happened, if there were channeled sources that were giving people guidance in that period of time, and if certain Atlanteans ended up in Egypt and South America, and maybe other places too, of course. I mean, you know, not to say, I don't know, I wasn't there, but to me, that resonates as true. And that means that if one could find a channeled source that they could really rely on, that proved itself, that you understood the intent of it, you might be able to get good information for this period of time we're in.
I agree.
But I think you do have to approach things without prejudice. And you have to be open, and you have to be analytical. You have to consider, you have to look at all the possibilities. And I mean, I'm communicating with channel sources, and I do that. And, you know, it's like sometimes I don't say, I know what they're saying, Don. They're not saying outright that we're going to have this destruction. Well, let's put it this way. David Wilcox's raw source, and I'm not saying this is true or not true, I'm just saying what they say. They say that there's very high likelihood of a pole shift. Now, other sources, including some of my sources, say the more people that can hold an energy, a cosmic energy, and ground it to the earth, the more minimalized such a pole shift might be. Now, my job is not to walk around warning people about pole shifts, but it's to help create the liaison through people's physical presentations of themselves to ground energies from the higher dimensions into the earth, which to me, from what I've understood, means that whatever changes might happen, they'll be more minimalized. They won't be as bad. And if nobody does that, then they'll be bad, okay? Now, it still might be bad, because maybe I don't know enough to do it. I don't believe things anyway, blindly. I don't believe my own stuff. But I say, I don't disbelieve it, I don't believe it. But I do say...
I'd say it's all crap. And I say most of the weather manipulation is being done by your government, and I think that most of it's being manipulated. Nothing's coming. Nothing on the horizon. You have no problems. Get away, folks. Not near for you to see. Step away from that door. Because it's leading. I mean, when all of it says one thing, be scared of it. But then they give you a million things, a million choices, all with the same result. I don't buy it. I don't buy it. I can't. Buy it, man.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you want? One answer? You want somebody to say?
No, I want to say. I wanted somebody to say, like my a best lawyer. No problem handled. Easy, done.
Say that again. You wanted somebody to say?
Well,
that.
Like a great lawyer. You have no problems anymore. You've come to the right place. All I see is a rosy future.
That's what you want, right?
Well, you know, I think people want to know that there's, again, hope, light at the end of the tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want to believe that because of them or because of society and its sickness that they have to go through this ordeal. There are some people that think that's just crap.
So in other words,
one of those is me.
You want somebody to say what you want to hear.
No, I don't want to hear anything. I really don't care to hear anymore. I've done enough listening. No, but seriously, I there's to me, I've heard it all. as far as the fear-based stuff and the evidence, and yeah, a lot of it's compelling. But then I'm not, you know, big officials with big account budgets writing these numbers to fool you when in everything they tell you says I'm a liar. I'm a liar. I lie, I lie, I lie, I lie, but believe this. Now believe it in the extremities. I ain't buying it. Up north. That's what I think. Yeah, they're trying to make us so crazy. If we don't go crazy, they'll give us a pill or inoculation or whatever. Yeah, look, buy into it. I ain't going to go nuts for you. Go nuts yourself.
Now, I'd like to make a point. And you know what? We're speaking about these things better now. In other words, at least we're having a dialogue.
Yes, and now we have to end that. Thank you very much, and goodbye.
No, we don't have to.
No,
end
we do. We do. We're actually 15 seconds towards the end of our show.
We are, really?
Yeah.
What time is it? We better call in the light, right? Do we have time?
We have time. Let's do.
Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here, and that any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the Hunapku through our bodies to the center of the earth. Right now, those of us who voluntarily choose to participate, we create a group energy amongst all of us listening. We ask for all those positive service to other energies in other dimensions to join with our group matrix. And we ask for the principle of peace, love, compassion, empathy to bless this planet for those people that are open to receiving of those vibrations for the highest good of all concerned. And we now end this show, Don and Wynn show. My name is Wynn Free. Don?
Well, thank you very much, Wynn. That was beautiful as ever. And folks, thank you for tuning in. We'll
let's
be right.
Let's send the light to your mother on the other side. Okay, just for another second. Ask all our listeners to join in. And Hildy, our most favorite listener, who passed away this past week. Let's all send her our love, wherever she is. Boy, I can feel the love come back when I send it to her, Don. Can you feel it?
I always feel my mother's love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay. Don, we'll see you next week.
Thank you. And folks, thank you for tuning in. And stick around, because we got a zany mystic coming up with a fireside chat. Don't go around.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Vasili is